Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm morning across Israel. Temperatures are rising, with clear skies expected later. If you're in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, or Haifa, prepare for a sunny day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Iranian forces have retaliated by launching attacks on Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain, and reportedly firing a missile at Saudi Arabia. Also, JNS reports that Representative Jake Auchincloss from New England's most Jewish district defends his vote to cut off aid to Israel. He accuses President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu of undermining the U.S.-Israel military assistance agreement. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that AIPAC has retaliated against Democrats who voted against aid to Israel. The lobby is blocking donations through its portal to these lawmakers. Separately, Ynet reports on continued Gulf clashes. The U.S. launched new strikes while Iran claims to have destroyed Bahrain's main AI hub. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel is playing an active role in U.S. discussions about potentially expanding the campaign against Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Iris from Streetwise mentioned just an hour ago that the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem has issued a new security alert. They're urging people to reconsider travel to Israel and advising U.S. government employees and their families to be ready to move to a protected shelter if needed. Ynet Global posted an hour ago about the weather forecast. Temperatures are rising across Israel, with morning clouds expected to clear, leading to fair skies and intensifying heat stress. Eyal Yacobi broke news an hour ago that Iran has struck Saudi Arabia, marking a significant escalation in the region. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the ongoing conflict, the Times of Israel highlights that U.S. strikes on Iran have entered their seventh night, with Iran retaliating against regional allies. This escalation points to growing tensions and could draw more countries into conflict, affecting regional stability. Turning to the political arena, JNS reports that Representative Jake Auchincloss defends his controversial vote against Israeli aid. He argues that current leadership has weakened long-standing military agreements, sparking debate over U.S. support for Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom covers AIPAC's actions against certain Democrats. By blocking donation transfers, AIPAC is making a strong political statement, potentially influencing future votes on aid. In the Gulf, Ynet reports on Iranian claims of destroying Bahrain's AI hub amid ongoing clashes. This shift in tactics adds a new dimension to the conflict, with potential implications for technological security in the region. Finally, I-24 News discusses Israel's involvement in U.S. deliberations on Iran. This participation underscores Israel's strategic interest in shaping regional security policies. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Stripe and Advent launched a $53 billion bid for PayPal. This unsolicited offer could merge two major players in the payments industry, affecting global financial markets. Separately, Ynet Business discusses changes for Israeli shoppers using AliExpress. Shoppers will now pay VAT upfront on orders over $75, aiming to streamline customs processes and offer closer pickup points. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the maritime blockade on Iran has driven oil prices up by 5%. Meanwhile, Wall Street sees slight declines, with bond yields rising, reflecting broader economic uncertainties. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.